If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this January Sunday in 1973, it is a real joy for Worth Baptist Church, through the medium of this radio station and this broadcast, to bring you the gospel of redeeming grace. The world today needs the Lord Jesus Christ. The world at large is lost. Jesus said, "There be few that find the straight and narrow way, but many going the broad way." Let me ask you before I begin the announcements and this message today, which way are you traveling? Are you traveling the upward road that leads to heaven and life eternal? Or are you traveling the downward road that leads to death and destruction and eternal annihilation away from God? Which road are you traveling today? I would pray that this broadcast would be a turning point in your life. It is the joy of Worth Baptist Church to greet you every Lord's Day at this time with a plain gospel preaching in the old-fashioned way. For we believe the Bible to be the Word of God. We believe there's one message, and that's the message of salvation. We believe there's one way to be saved, and that's by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in His finished work upon the cross. And so, as today's broadcast comes to you, it is our prayer that it would be a real blessing to your heart and to your life. May I take a moment to invite you to the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church? Our Sunday School begins at 10 o'clock. The Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is thoroughly organized and graded. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our textbook is the Bible only. We are now in a survey of the entire Bible, surveying a book a week. Today, our Sunday School lesson will be a survey of the book of Philemon. And I believe this would be a blessing to you and to the whole family as you come together today to study the Word of God in the Sunday School hour of Worth Baptist Church at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. We are currently in a series of messages in the Sunday evening worship services entitled, "It's in the Book." This is a series of messages that is dealing with the vital issues of our day. We are confronted with many heresies, with many false doctrines. We are confronted with many crises in our land, in our city, and in our community. So the series of messages, "It's in the Book," every Sunday night. My message this evening will be entitled, "The Bible and Evolution." I believe this message from the Word of God would be a blessing to you. So we invite you to come and hear the message, "The Bible and Evolution," this evening at 7 o'clock. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. If you would write, we would be happy to send you one of our booklets entitled, "Times Like These." Now, this booklet is a booklet of a scriptural approach to the everyday problems of life. If you're facing sorrow, if you're facing tragedy, if you're facing an operation, if you're facing sickness and all the difficulties of life, there's something in this little book just for you. It's entitled, "Times Like These." And we would be more than happy to send you one free and postage paid. If you'll write this week to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. This word of special announcement, on Sunday, March 4th, we here at Worth Baptist Church will celebrate our 19th anniversary. This will be the highlight of the 19 years that we've been in business for God. Our Sunday School goal on March 4th is 700. We would like for you to be one of the 700 in Sunday School on anniversary day, Sunday, March 4th, here at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. Why not plan to come today to worship God in the services of Worth Baptist Church? I can assure you that you would find a warm and a friendly welcome, a spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God here at Worth Baptist Church. So get the family ready. Let's make it a family affair. Why don't you resolve that 1973 will be a family affair in worship at your home? Come today, the Sunday school hour, the morning worship, the evening worship hour, in all of these services, we would be happy to have you and your family here today at Worth Baptist Church. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Don't Disappoint God. I shall read from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 15, beginning at verse 11, right after we pause in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the message of the Gospel of redeeming grace. We thank Thee that the Gospel is dynamite, that the Gospel is powerful, that Thy Word is alive, and Thy Word is powerful and sharper than a sword with two edges. We thank Thee for Worth Baptist Hour. We thank Thee for every person who is listening today. And we would ask, dear Lord, that this message would be a blessing to every heart. We would pray for those who are sick and shut in the rest homes, in the hospitals, in their homes, sick and confined. We pray today that this message would bring something to their hearts that would cause them to rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. We would pray, Heavenly Father, worldwide today, for Thy Word as it shall be proclaimed across our city and our state and our nation and around the world. May men turn by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is our prayer. These are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for His sake. And with thanksgiving, amen. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 15, verse 11. And he said, A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. My text is the story of a young man who brought a sadness to his father's heart. It is indeed a very sad story. In fact, it's probably one of the saddest stories in the annals of human history. Here is a boy who broke his father's heart, disappointed his dad, went away from home, and wasted all he had in sinful living. Perhaps I'm speaking this moment to a young man. There in your car driving across the city. Perhaps there in a motel room. Perhaps there in your home, wherever you might be. I'm speaking to a young man who has done precisely what the prodigal son did. You have disappointed your dad. You have broken the hearts of your family. You've gone away from God, and away from the Bible, and away from the church. It would be my prayer that you would hear this message today, and that the Holy Spirit would bring you back home, and back to your Father, and back to God, and back to the church where you belong. Young man, would you not consider this? The wages of sin is death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. To go away from God, and away from the Bible, and away from home, and away from your family, means to go the downward road that leads to destruction. So I bid you turn today back to God. We can rejoice that this story in my text does not end until the son makes things right with his dad. Don't disappoint God. I would admonish you in the first place, don't disappoint God when you plan the course of your life. Someone has observed that we're living in a day of guided missiles and unguided men. Young man, young woman, father, mother, listen to me in this hour. The only way that your life can be guided properly is for you to have the experience of the new birth. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born again." I believe that life begins at the moment of conception. I believe further that your life truly begins the moment that you are born again into the family of God. The new birth is not an elective in the curriculum of life. It is a must. It is a required course. Again, I repeat the words of Jesus to Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews. You must be born again. Now, the new birth can come to you only as you exercise faith in the work of Christ upon the cross. As you plan the course of your life, there are three things that I would have you keep in mind. First of all, put Christ at the center of your life, not on the outer edge. It is what's at the center of your life that will permeate your entire being. Whatever is at the center and focal point of your mind will cover your entire span of thinking. Whatever is at the center of your heart will govern everything that you do. The Bible says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." In the second place, you should anchor your soul to the solid rock, not to the sinking sands of idealism or humanism or materialism. As you plan your life, anchor your soul to Christ. Jesus Christ is the only sure and steadfast foundation for your life. All other ground is sinking sand. The Bible tells us the story of two men who built houses. One of them built on sand and the other built on rock. When the storms came, the man who built on sand lost everything that he had. But the man who was built upon the rock preserved all that he had built. Why? Because he was built upon the rock. Even so, as you anchor your soul to the solid rock, which is Christ Jesus our Lord, your life is steadfast and firm and sure. In planning your life, anchor your soul to the solid rock. And then as you plan your life, you should hitch your wagon to the Star of Bethlehem and not to some lesser light which will fade in the hour of darkness. If you leave Christ out of your life, you will live a life of emptiness, a life of misery and heartache and woe. If you attach your life to this present world system, you will live your life on a lower plane. If you build upon the sands of time, you will sink in the hour of storm. As you plan your life, take care of the little things. The big things will take care of themselves. It's the little things in life that make a big difference. A little speck of dust on the automatic flight control panel will cause a big jet to veer off course. The moisture from the fingerprints of a man will cause a guided missile to miss the intended target. And so it is in your life. A little sin, cheating on an examination, telling a white lie, obeying the lustful impulse of your body, these little sins in your life will cause you to get off course. They will cause you to miss the target. They will cause you in the end misery and heartache and destruction. Don't disappoint God as you plan the course of your life. There is for you but one way to go. That's the upward way. That's God's way. That's the Bible way. That's the happy way. That's the prosperous way. Young man, planning your life today, include Christ. Father, mother, planning your life and your activity for today and hopefully for tomorrow, include the church. Include the Bible in your plans. Make the Bible the number one book of your life. Build upon it, stand upon it, live by it. And bless your heart, one day when the perspiration of death comes, you can die by what's in the book. The Bible is your only sure text for life. The church is the place for you to serve Christ. And the only way for you to be happy is to include the Lord Jesus Christ in the plans of your life. Don't disappoint God when you plan the course of your life. Now, in the second area of our thinking, I would admonish you, don't disappoint God when your faith wavers. Faith is the most powerful force in your life. Everything you do basically is done by faith. Someone has identified faith as the eye that sees the invisible. Faith is the ear that hears the inaudible. Faith is the hand that touches the intangible. Your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Word of God will sustain you when your reasoning fails. There are many things that you can't understand in life. But, beloved, your faith will sustain you when you cannot reckon and reason these things out. Your faith will guide you when the shades of darkness are drawn in your life. There's a dark hour coming to your life. Down the road, around the curve of life, there are problems. There are heartaches. There are difficulties. There are trying moments. The only way that you can face these crises in your life is to face them by faith in God and faith in the written word, the Bible, the Word of God. Your faith will comfort you when all human comfort fails. In the hour of your deepest trial and sorrow, as you place your hand by faith in the nail-scarred hand, you can be comforted in your hour of sorrow. Perhaps even now some of you are grieving because of the loss of a loved one. Some of you are in deep sorrow today. I admonish you, anchor your faith in Christ, and He will see you through. Your faith will assure you when all assurance is gone. There is nothing more powerful in the world today than faith in God. Jesus said, have faith in God. Paul said, by grace are you saved through faith. Paul says that we are justified by faith. Whatever your standing today is, unless you have faith in God, your status and your standing in life is not absolute, is not final, is not steadfast, is not even safe. The only safe place is in the Lord Jesus Christ. One of these days, the storms and perils and persecutions and problems are coming. One of these days, the judgment hand of God is coming upon this land and coming upon the world. And only those who are steadfastly anchored in Christ and who have their faith in God will be able to sustain in that awesome hour that's just ahead. When you step on a plane, you look into the cockpit and there's all the instrument panel and there's the pilot. And you're reminded that that pilot is an experienced and trained individual. You take your seat in the plane. In a little while, perhaps you run into some turbulent weather, but you remember, the pilot is controlling the plane. He's experienced. He's trained. You trust your life to him. May I draw a parallel from life in that story of the pilot, the cockpit, the instrument panel, the turbulence? When you step aboard the ship of life, Jesus Christ can be your pilot. So when you are going along in life and turbulence comes, and it's coming, and problems come, and they're coming, and heartache comes, and it's coming, when you go through those trying circumstances and the turbulence of life, all you've got to do is remember that Jesus Christ is your pilot, and He's experienced, and He can see you through all of the turbulent storms of your life. The poet put it this way, Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. Unknown waves before me roll, hiding rock and treacherous shoal. Chart and compass came from thee. Jesus, Savior, pilot me. Is that your experience? Have you the great pilot as your pilot today? Jesus Christ wants to be the pilot of your life, if you'll just trust him. Don't disappoint God when your faith wavers. Anchor your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then I would admonish you in the third area of our thinking. Don't disappoint God when you're called upon to serve. There is a job for you to do in life. There is a service for you to perform for Christ. Don't disappoint God when someone asks you to serve Christ, to do a kind deed, to help someone else. Your refusal to do so will disappoint God. So in your life of service for the Lord Jesus Christ, however menial the task seems to be, I admonish you, when you're called on to serve, don't disappoint God. Then I have a footnote to my message. Don't disappoint God by failing to respond to God's call at this moment. If God is speaking to your heart, don't disappoint Him by turning a deaf ear to His call. The Bible is full of incidents and illustrations and examples of God calling men. And God is calling you today. If you are unsaved, God is calling you to salvation through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus said that no man could ever be saved but by Him. Don't disappoint God as He calls you to salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ in this moment. On the other hand, if you are saved, if you are a Christian, if you are a church member, don't disappoint God when He calls you back to the place that you know you ought to be. There was a time in your life and in your Christian experience when the joy bells of heaven were ringing. It was a thrill for you to be in Sunday school and church. It was a real joy for you to hear the Word of God. It was a real accomplishment in your life for you to witness to someone about the saving power of Jesus Christ. But today, the story is altogether different. Today, the spiritual things of your life have cooled off. God is calling you back. God is calling you as a wanderer, as one who has gone astray, as one who has left his first love. God is speaking to you. And I say to you in the footnote, don't disappoint God by failing to respond to His call this moment, right by your radio, wherever you are today. This very moment, you can answer the call of God. You can have the assurance of your salvation. You can anchor your faith in Jesus Christ. And I admonish you, don't disappoint God. Until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your home, upon your family, and upon your life. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.